Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of The Hope Dealer. I'm your host, Ari Rose. And as you guys know, I'm doing 30 days of nonstop podcasts because, well, we all have the time. We all definitely need the motivation right now. And I just feel like we all need to be uplifted on a daily basis. So usually I drop this podcast once a week by myself and I vent, but just like you, I need some loving and some good vibes from my own circle and my friends. So what better way than to record this and bring it to you guys? So for today, I'm bringing on my mentor, the one and only Fabulous Nancy. How are you?
I'm happy. I'm happy to be talking to you. I'm your mentor, but I'm inspired by you. So I don't know if I should be paying you. You should be paying me. I don't know how this works.
Pay each other with love and support.
Yes.
Done and done. So you're in San Francisco.
Yes.
And you're constantly catching all these vessels pulling in to San Francisco on the water.
Did you see that on my Instagram?
Yeah.
I'm like stressing out. Yes. There's a lot of action.
Spooky. What are you seeing there?
What was that?
I said, what are you seeing there?
I'm seeing just like seven. Well, first it was one vessel, two, three, four, five. And now there's like seven, eight. And there's little boats coming in to either give them food. I'm not sure what's going on. I don't really know that industry. So I couldn't really explain. But it just seems like they're not letting them come in because of all the cargo that they have. They're dropping off. And a lot of the companies are not picking up cargo to take it to their businesses because they're shut down. So I don't know. I need to look into it, but it's a little crazy. It just doesn't look right. It's normally that water is empty. There's no vessels at all. So there's a lot going on out here.
Yeah. And how are you dealing with all this going on right now? Like, what are you doing to stay positive and to stay motivated? Cause I'm looking at you right now. And so you guys, just so you know, we're recording this, but because we wanted to see each other and have this interaction, we can see each other on video, even though this is for the podcast. But just to let you know, Nancy has a full face of makeup on, her hair is even has a mother of pearl necklace around her neck.
They're silver, girl.
Oh, well, they look pearl. Like, what are you doing to just stay active?
Well, there's two things. You know how we're always so busy and we always have a lot going on and there's always something to do. So this happening, it's obviously not good. There's a lot of, you know, things that we wish were back to normal. But right. Then for me, it's like, oh my God, I finally can do nothing. I can finally focus. I can finally stop going to meetings and stop going here and stop going where I needed to be, which I teach a lot of courses, life courses and things like that, that all of the things I've been wanting to do, mm-hmm. I'm forced to do because there's nothing else to do because I can't go outside because I can't teach my life courses. So I'm pre-recording and recording again for 2020, my master classes, which I needed to update my videos. I need to do a list of everything that I've been wanting to do. So to me, it's a little bit like I'm real happy because I actually get to execute on all the lists that I've been wanting to do. But then again, I know there's a lot going on mm-hmm. and we do want it to go back to normal because I'm not getting paid. I'm like, okay, not getting paid, money's not flowing in like normal. What am I going to do to make sure that my normal everyday, my income's coming in? So I need to think quick. I need to be like, okay, got it, done. We're going to do some Zoom classes, some live classes. I need to promote those. I need to, you know, write the scripts. I need to, you know, have the presentation. So I'm like on work mode. Like I need to make some money and I need to do it for my house. So.
Right. And I think right now it's like all of us that are content creators or entrepreneurs, we've put this hat on of like, now we got to go above and beyond to try to figure out how do we bring business to us?
Right.
How do we stay marketing in a time when people are scared to even spend a dollar?
Right.
And you caught my attention. You talked about you weren't getting things done because you always had to do the other things that were required of you.
Right.
Going down, you're preparing. Mm-hmm. Does that come naturally for you? Because I know you're like a producer. And that's one of the many hats that you have.
Yeah, I just feel like I'm always on the go. So it's just like restructuring mentally. Okay, I can't go outside. I can't go to meetings. I can't do anything. What can I do from home? So all of a sudden, I'm starting to like create new things, new avenues. And so what I'm going to be teaching is exactly that. How do I create another business from home besides my masterclass and make people feel like it's a life thing? So having to set that up, it's, you know, time consuming, but teaching exactly what I'm doing to them so they can do it from home. Even if, you know, you're a parent, how are you handling, you know, being a parent at home? That you can teach that to somebody. Somebody right. might be a new parent and they have no clue how to handle a kid 24/7. Right. You know, there's so many topics and we all have so much knowledge and we're all so smart. We only use like literally 3% of our brain. You know what I mean? Like right. this is like time to be like, we need to use 80%. This is the time to do it.
And I think a lot of people are always scared. Like right now, I think a lot of people are at a standstill because now they're finding they have all this time and they're like, well, I know I'm destined for more. I know that I'm good at talking, but like, how do I even start? Or like, I know I want to do more, but I'm not really good at a specific thing. And they're trying to figure out how to even start.
Right.
And I think one of the most important things, like you said, for us, is just start, you know, and I've spoken about this before. It's like, if you like to make brownies, like become a brownie expert, right? Doing your makeup, film a makeup tutorial. If you are start playing with makeup colors or start researching how to create your own line or start researching manufacturing. There's just so many avenues of entrepreneurship that can stem from God just pausing the world for us right now.
Mm-hmm. It's beyond, for me, it's, I'm wowed by technology. I'm wowed by the fact that we can do anything we want, you know, and it starts with our self-talk. So I wake up going, you're amazing, Nancy, you're this, you're that. I have to self-talk myself to have my little like shrink up in my head, convince me, you know, to like do more because I don't do enough. And even though it looks like I do a lot, I really don't for my own self-talk, you know, and we look down on ourselves a lot. And I just feel like we need to start figuring out how to really have a cheerleader up in our head, be like, you're a rock star, you're this, you're that, you know, how do we keep that going? Because as you know, from your book, your first book, it's so true. Sometimes we're in a funk, you know, yeah. It's like, yeah. I love that title. I love you. You hit it on the nail every time you come up with something. I was like, oh, she got it again, you know. She gets it. It's about just being like, boom, I'm in a funk and I'm going to write about it. Or boom, this is what's going on. And just doing what you're doing and bringing your people with you. Because that's how we're going to follow. It's because we want to hear what's happening with us, with ourselves too. Right. So. Yeah, that's so. How do you do your self-talk? Talk to me about your self-talk.
You know what? It's funny that what you were just saying that because I am my own cheerleader in the morning. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't wake up motivated every day. I don't wake up wanting to go for a freaking run every day. But it's like I'll wake up and I'm like, all right, Ari, come on. You got this. If we just knock it out, if you just go do the run, and then I'll be like, I'll go in a little bit. And then I'm like, no, Ari, get up. Walk to the door and I'll be like, God damn it, Ari. Like, it's funny. I have like this crazy conversation.
Yeah.
And before you know it, I'm outside and I'm like, oh, look, I'm running. Yeah. Like, okay, well, that's done. Cool. I knocked that out, you know?
Can you hear your parents? Like, yeah. Come on, levántate. Ya levántate.
Vete a correr. Ánimo. No seas huevona. Ánimo. Be like, okay, I'm kind of tired. Get tired y que tus nalgas. No tienes nada. Yeah. Come on. Pa arriba.
Let's go. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I even catch myself. Like, it's so funny how parents have such an amazing impact on
me. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Like, I'll catch my dad's the one that taught me how to cook. And so now with this quarantine, I'm like cooking up the ass. And now my DMs are flooded with people like, recipe, please. What did you use? What is that can? And I'm like, okay, so I filmed, yeah. So then finally I was like, okay, I give in. So I filmed a YouTube video and I named it, Ahora te puedes casar.
I saw it.
Yeah. And so today I made tortilla soup, right? So I'm bringing this to say that like, I was like, no, I was cutting like the cilantro and there was like a little part that was like a little wilted, but it was still fine. I was going to throw it away and I could hear my dad in my head. No tiene nada, está sabroso, échale, échale.
Like, yeah. There's kids dying. You need to eat that. Oh my God.
Eat that wilted piece of cilantro.
Yeah. So, nomás porque tú no lo pagaste, because you didn't pay for it. Get that, you know. Still good. It's still good.
Start paying for your own shit. Yeah. You will eat the freaking wilt, like the brownest avocado, the brownest banana.
Yep. Está más sabroso así.
Parents used to freaking buy you'd be like, ew, that banana has a brown spot. Now I'm like, I eat the whole brown banana. Which I'll be like, oh, we're gonna save this for a protein shake. It'll be better.
Yeah. That's a protein shake banana protein smoothie. Shake. Mm.
How's your business going with the you guys might not know this about Nancy, but she also has her line of paletas.
Can you believe it? Can you believe I sell paletas for a living? Isn't that crazy?
Great business. You guys, Nancy came to my Women Empowerment event 2 weeks ago in the Bay. That's the last time I saw her. She brought a box of paletas for the guests and for me. And they were gone in 2 seconds. I didn't even get a chance to eat one.
I'm sorry.
But how's that going? Are you working on that still? Like,
yeah, I mean, the thing about the business, it doesn't pick up until like May, June. So we have a lot of pre-orders, a lot of weddings, a lot of catering for Facebook, Google. They've all canceled most of the orders we've had. So that's kind of been a tough one. But I didn't expect it for it to pick up now. So I'm kind of like, oh, I wasn't expecting it anyways. And before summer, I work on my Easy Video Success and all my other projects. So to me, it's just giving me that time to be like, wow, it was already going to pick up. Let me start, you know, promoting it. Let me start coming up with flavors. Let me start working on it. But normally I wouldn't work on it until later, but it's there. And this was going to be the year. 2020 was gonna be the year to kill it, girl. It better be.
It is going to be. It's already set in stone, because you know why? So, God has paused the world so that you could focus on it 10 times more than if
I know. Meetings. Amen. So, amen. God's listening to you. God's listening to you.
10 times more prosperous because of this.
Yeah, I mean, I've been on that project, and obviously not even a project, my baby, for the past 13 years, and I said 2020 is it. Like 2020, I'm going to blow it out the water. I prepped for this moment, and then this happens, and I'm like, I'm still going to blow it out the water.
You know what? That's how I felt, because when this first happened, and then I canceled my beauty edit event in the Bay, and then I canceled my event on April 5th. You know what I mean? Everyone's like, what are we going to do? And then I had an event out here for directors April 11th, and that got canceled. I had another event I was planning, huge event I was planning with Disney, and that got canceled. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like watching all my hard work, like just go down the river. Yeah. And I started feeling myself getting a little crapped out. And I was like, no, fuck this. Like, I'm going to use this time to boss up. I'm going to use this time to help other women boss up. I'm going to use this time to even like build these events larger. We're going to do them online. And in June, God willing, we'll have the June 5th one, the way it was planned, with the DJ, the taquero, and have a big party. And you know what I mean? Like, we can't let this situation stop us from prospering and like shooting forward. You know, we have to use this and we just got to get creative. You know, we can't be lazy. Are you still there with me? All right, it looks like her video paused a little bit. Oh, are you there with me now?
Yeah, what happened?
I don't know if it was you or me. But
not sure, cut off. It's all good.
Yeah, so anyways, well, I mean, do you have any last talking points you want to leave on?
Nothing, just to remind ourselves, you know, to continue that self-talk of how amazing we are. And we keep forgetting that. And sometimes we are reminded that we don't do it enough. And we got to just, you know, fake that funk like we are until we are, you know. It's not easy to do. But again, you do it all the time. You're on point all the time. And so it's people like you that inspire others to be like on point. So I just appreciate you. And, you know, just keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you. Thank you so much for joining me on here. Why don't you tell everybody where they can find you, like your social media at least, or like your website that you want to share?
It's nancyrozalis.com. I just launched a book and it's supposed to come out tomorrow, but that was moved until probably April 1st. Okay. So that'll be on my Instagram and Facebook and everything under the umbrella of my name is Nancy Rosales. I'm just trying to keep my life simple because it's so crazy, but nancyrozalis.com.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you so much for jumping on last minute. That was amazing. Take care and be safe. And I hope to see you in person soon.
Okay, love you.
Okay, love you too. God bless.
Okay. Bye. Bye. Yeah.